Blog Talk Radio.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Moments of Conversation. I am Marian Afua, your host. Thank you so much for joining me on today. We're going to take a time out to breathe on today. Just take some time out to stop. Seize the opportunities and possibilities that are surrounding you. That's what we're going to be talking about today here on Moments of Conversation. We're going to take a very quick commercial break and we'll be right back after this.
Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Afua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
Right, and we are back here on Moments of Conversation. I am your host, Marian Afua. Thank you so much for joining me again. All of you that are on the phone line,
on the phone lines, the internet, and on the chat room. Thank you so much for joining me on today. As I said, we're going to be talking about stop. You know, I think about it all the time. People are always rushing, and everybody now is in this whole, let me get my resolutions done, let me figure it out. And I want to submit to you that you can't do any of that until you really just take a moment to stop. Stop and look around you. Excuse me. Stop and look around you and really identify all the opportunities and possibilities. I think that sometimes we're so busy trying to figure out what's wrong, what needs to get fixed, and figure out how to do it. We forget to see what's already done and what can be done by not utilizing up all our energy at that moment. That's what I mean when I say stop. Yesterday was a very busy schedule for me. Actually, the last 2 days were a very busy schedule, but yesterday was really tightly packed. And it wasn't like I could not do all those things. It's just that I needed to get them done, but there was a lot of energy that had to be exerted. And at that very moment when I found myself saying, oh, wow, I really don't understand why I have this schedule, I took a moment and took in a deep breath and did an assessment. Do I really need to be at this place at this time in between the events or my schedule? No, I didn't. So I chose to stop and take a look at all the opportunities. And one opportunity was that my assistant, the person that assists me on an optional part-time basis, I can call upon them to go and take care of something that I was racing to go do when I needed the much-needed time to breathe, to relax, to prepare myself to pour out into other people and share that which I've been honored to do. Opportunities that may tell you that the very person that you think does not have a contribution for you has a contribution for you. The opportunities and the possibilities that allow you to ask for assistance and find out that not only you get your assistance, but you get something else that you were desiring for yourself. Opportunities and possibilities are always with us. They are always around us. Oftentimes, we have just forgotten to take the time out to pause, to stop, to breathe, and acknowledge them. The divine is everywhere at all times. With us. So, of course, our opportunities and possibilities await us. We just have to get past the veil or the covering or the hurt and the layers that prevent us from seeing the opportunities. Because the last time we struck out, the last time we tried to communicate, the last time we tried that option, it didn't go the way we wanted it to go. But we're going to leave that in the past because the past is the past. We've learned from that experience. We've gained some knowledge. We have some insight and some foresight. We understand that we're going to reassess the type of opportunities that are coming our way. We're going to really look at our talents, our abilities, where our energy is going and how it is being utilized. It doesn't require anything more than for us to stop and do that. I encourage that on a regular basis because I can tell you, doing it myself, I grow. I remain in a level of stability and peace and comfort. Even when I find myself being overwhelmed and having to cry out, I realize at that very moment of yelling out or crying out or feeling overwhelmed, I am able to identify opportunities and resources and make better decisions and have a better response, not just a reaction. It is definitely an opportunity for you to advance your real purpose and destiny fearlessly and flawlessly to the best of your talents and your ability, according to your purpose. Not mine, not your family members, not the history of that family, but your purpose. I'll share something with you that I may have shared with this program, I know I've shared it recently when I spoke to a group of young people about time management and responsibility. I'm a type of person that I can procrastinate sometimes. I'm a person that kind of prioritizes things, and then there are times when I don't prioritize or I don't prioritize enough. Recently, there was an opportunity for me to correct something that was a lingering connection or disconnect from something that was a lingering connection. And I knew it because I had kept getting the messages spiritually. I kept getting the messages. There were messages all around me reminding me of this situation, of this situation that I needed to address and take care of. It was very minor. It would have taken me all of 5 minutes to sit down, organize it, take care of it, and do it. Maybe 10. But I kept ignoring it because I was so busy doing other things. Oh, I'll get to it. I'll get to it. I'll get to it on the flight. I'll get to it while we're on the road trip. I'll get to it when I stop and have the coffee while I'm waiting for the appointment. I never did. So the day after the Christmas holiday, the 25th of December, I got ready to open up something, and it said to me, and I was reminded that I had negated to take care of that thing, that situation, that event. And it caused me to literally, I'm going to say this, I literally felt like I lost my mind for about 15 seconds. So then I gathered myself up. I called the people. I say, okay, what's going on? What can I do? How can I rectify this? They tell me there was no remedy. Now, mind you, it could have taken me 10 minutes to prevent that. Lady said, there's no way. There's no remedy. We didn't hear from you. We're not aware. We can't assist you in any way. I said, I need someone above you. And they ended up going to the head person. And the result was that I did get it resolved. But before I got there, I had to surrender and make a commitment to myself that I would stop, that I would pause to take care of that which I needed to take care of. And as a result of that, the moment I made that statement, the moment I made that affirmation that I will listen and I will plan and I will be organized and I will address it, even if it's a tedious task, I will do what's necessary. Because, one, that's my reputation, and I want to make my own reputation, not a reputation that someone else creates. I want to make that foundational level of my reputation. Others can affirm it, but I don't want them adding things to it that I don't want to speak out my mouth or have my family members. And I don't want to lose out on opportunities that are coming my way, because the possibilities are immeasurable. There's no way you can count them. But you have to be willing to stop and take them in and take some time and to pause. It's okay. If you're late, you're late. Ask yourself, why were you late? Ask yourself, what could you do to prevent that? Many of us don't do that. We don't do that. We're like, oh, I'm late. I got to speed. I got to rush. And usually it doesn't. We never catch that time back. So we might as well go ahead and figure out what's going on, and let's try to fix it. Yes, you want to still get there, but you have to take time out. I get a lot of people want to talk to me about ending relationships or courtships and things like that, and I share with them, if you never take time out to really understand what you want, you'll never be able to communicate it effectively to the person that you say you want to be with. Stop. Take time out. Breathe. Relax. Understand where you are coming from, where you would like to go, and how you're going to get there. That's the honorable thing for yourself to do. You're listening here to Moments of Conversations. I am Mary Nafua. I want to take some time out to invite you to check out the two books that I do have available on my website at Marian Afua Speaks, or just Afua Speaks. We'll give you the opportunity to go and purchase your books. I will be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on the 26th of January, the 26th of January at the Reader's Choice Bookstore for a book reading and signing, or a conversation. They call it a conversation with an author. So come on out and pick up both books. I'm doing a discounted rate for the books that day. If you come, you'll get them signed. You can take photos. You can. We're going to have a light reception. So she really has it set up really nicely. And that's the Reader's Choice Bookstore in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And it is 1950 North MLK Drive, Martin Luther King Drive, and that's the name of the book, Reader's Choice Bookstore. The books are called Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing the Storm, and Seeking Escape. Those two books are transformative. I just did a book club on last night, and it was awesome just to read them, and it always is just to hear people's responses to them and get their feedback and talk to me about it, and I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it, so I'm hoping I can see many of you there also at the book signing. All right, I am going to take a momentary break, and then when we come back, I will take a few phone calls from people and chat messages if I have time. That is what we do at the last couple of minutes. We take moments to have personal conversations with those that are listening and calling in. So we'll be right back after this break.
Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Ifua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Ifua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Ifua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
All right, and we are back here on Moments of Conversation. Thanks so much for joining me again. We're going to open up the phone lines and the chat room, and we are going to talk about what your questions are, the things you would like me to answer. I will assist you as best as my opportunity allows me to. We are down to 11 minutes, so you can type your question in chat room, or you can join us on the phone lines at 646-378-1135. 646-378-1135, and we'll take your calls then. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. Good morning, and welcome to Moments of Conversation with Marian Ifua.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call.
Hi, you're welcome.
Hi, my name is Tony, and I was listening to your show, and basically, what you were just speaking about spoke miles for me. I have a situation that I'm in right now where an individual that I am close to is not communicating with me, is not dealing with the issue at hand, and I would like to know a time frame when you see this person manning up and, you know, talking about this and dealing with it.
Okay.
Do you need to know his name or anything?
Oh, no, I see him. No, I have him.
Okay.
I have
okay.
him. Now, you two are not in a relationship right now, am I right?
I don't see that's what I don't know what we're doing because
you know,
he won't
you're not,
talk. He,
I'm going to, yeah, he's not going to do anything more. His whole thing is he likes the ambiguity of your relationship, the unknown of your connection. I want to tell you this. You live your life. You enjoy
right.
you. Whenever you have opportunities that are comfortable for you,
okay.
right, that's when you entertain him. Because that's kind of how he's doing you. He's like, well, it's here now. This is what I want to do. This is, okay, oh, let me call, is it Tony, right?
Yep.
Let me call Tony, right, and see what's going to, so you need to just kind of allow yourself the chance and give yourself the permission to live your life and understand that a lot of people may want to attach to us, but we have to know whether or not they have truly made us a priority. I often share with people, never invest in an individual who has not made you a priority in their life. If you've made them a priority to invest time and energy and emotion, and they haven't, it's always going to be an unbalanced situation. So you want to take some time out for yourself and back up a little bit. Don't worry about it. Don't think about it. You're spending a lot of energy on this thing. I'm feeling it. Even now, like your energy is changing. I know it's not what you would like to hear, but don't consider this person. He's not ready for a relationship. He's not at all. He has his mind spread out. He likes you. He really does. But you're not really something that he is making a priority in his life right now. So I need you. That's a sign. When someone does that, always think it as a reflection. Then I need, if they're worrying about them, I need to worry about me. Right, because obviously he hasn't recognized your value and your worth. But you need to affirm that you have value and worth and that you are worthy. And it doesn't matter what a person says. In my book, Seeking Escape, I talk about how before my divorce, my husband and I would talk about, or ex-husband and I would talk about what we would do if we ever were to divorce. The behaviors mm-hmm. we would do, the things we would saw as people get divorced, they would argue and, you know, fight over the children and be mean to each other. We were like, we're not going to do that. If we ever have to divorce, we have this whole plan and contract, this whole plan of action. But that was unrealistic because once the emotions of that situation occurred, it didn't matter what we said when we were in good graces or we were in that moment. It's what really mattered was what happened when that situation occurred. So I'm applying that to you, and I want to say I hear a D for his name, David or something like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but
it is a D name. It's Dan.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. So I have the right person. So,
yep.
You know, you guys talk about a lot of things, and he makes a lot of promises, but you just need to know that's because you're in that moment. He really can't do much with that. All right, hon? So I want you to take care of you, and I want you to begin to focus on you and understanding that in that place of existence, you will be able to have a vibration that draws the individual who's also wanting a real connection that turns into a relationship. Okay?
See, I didn't know if this was totally done with him, if he was ever going to bother me again, because like I said, he just left it open.
But that's okay. That's okay. You know why? Because that shows you that that shows you his mannerisms. Those are his behaviors. If he's keeping you in limbo, is that what you want? Can you imagine if you had money in a bank and it's time for you to pay your bills? They say, "Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to give it to you. No, not today. It's going to be here. Why are you worried about it? You're like, I got to pay my bills. I need it right now. You would pull your money out of that bank immediately if every time you got ready to do a transaction or go to the bank, they weren't available. The same thing with the relationship, with this connection that you have with, you said, Dan. Dan is like that. He's putting out the carrot, and then he wills it back in. And you say, oh, am I going to have the carrot again? No, you're not. You're going to get it when he wants to give it to you, how long he wants you to nibble on it, and then he's going to go out the door. It's not going to be a relationship. I have to, if you're not aware, if you probably heard my show before, I'm very blatant and very honest. I'm going to tell you what I see and hear and feel, and that is that this individual is not relationship material. If you choose to continue, that's your choice, but understand you're not going to convince him otherwise because his mind is set.
Okay.
So, you know, if he's contacting you, you just need to know that you have control over how you communicate and open up yourself to that individual.
Okay.
All right, love?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and good luck to you. Continue. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Whew, that was awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Tony. I just want to emphasize what I said to her because it applies to us in so many situations. Don't make anyone a priority that only sees you as an option. If you're an option to them, then you're going to keep being an option. That means they have other things. And when the other option seems pivotal to their life and what they want at that moment, that's what they're going to go with. So you don't want to be that. You don't want to be like that. You don't. All right? All right. So I have a question out of the chat room from Dove's Peace. I'm going to try to go back. Okay, I've been looking to make some changes in my life. One of them is moving away from my mother. Will I be able to move forward? Oh, wow. Okay. You will be able to move forward because you're already moving forward. But when I first read it, just make sure you understand you can't run from what needs to be addressed. You can get away from it for a moment, but it will still be lingering around you. So make sure you clear out of your mind and that you're clear within your heart. This is exactly what you want to do, that you're not running. So you're already there. The physicality doesn't matter once your heart and mind are clear. Okay? Keep that in mind. You'll be fine. Hold off on the move, the physical move for a little while. Just hold off for that. I'm hearing May. So May, March. So keep that in between March and May. Start looking at that opportunity. But even when you do that, just know that you're not severing ties. You're providing an opportunity and a space for you to have peace for real and love. All right? Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for sharing with us here on Moments of Conversation. This is what we do. Thank you, and blessings from God as well to you. This is what we do here on Moments of Conversation. We talk about things that help us enhance our lives, make our life a lot better than what we thought it could be, and recognize and become in a state of awareness that lets us know that everything is available to us. And so we thank and praise all of that is given to us. Thank God, the Creator, for all that has come our way and for the opportunity to spend time together, because that is what we need. We need to know that we're interconnected. We need to be able to get some clarity sometimes, and that's what we want to do. So, again, thank you for joining me here on Moments of Conversations. We are here on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, 10:30 a.m. Central Time, 11:30 a.m. on the East Coast, and that's 9:30 on Mountain Time. I thank you all dearly for joining me here on today. We'll be back here on Tuesday. We will have a guest, and her name is Miss Lynetta. She's an author. She has a book called The Woman's Burden, and we're going to talk about that. And we're really going to embrace her on that day. And then on the 29th, we're going to have a guest from Oracle Treehouse, Miss Shanice Jones, and she's going to be sharing with us out of this program too. And then in the month of February, we're going to do about financial fitness. February is going to be financial and social fitness. And we're going to have people coming in talking about businesses and how do we get our finances and all that in order. So thanks for joining me here on Moments of Conversation. Remember, my books are available on my website at afuaspeaks.com, EFUA speaks.com, and you can get your copies, get your T-shirts. The CDs will be out in March. So look forward to that. Thank you all for joining me. I'm also on YouTube. You can like me there. You can like me on Twitter. But thanks again for joining me here, and we look forward to seeing you again. Remember, when things begin to cloud your way, make you feel overwhelmed, stop. Take a deep breath. Breathe. And know that it's not the end of the road. That's not your reality. And tune inwardly to find your true reality. Until next time, continued peace and blessings. Just breathe.